जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ मन धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिमन धारी जय राम जशोदानन मिलन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा यमुना तीरा मनुचारी जय राधा माधव गोपी जन बल्लभा यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन गोपी जन बल्लभाशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन यमुना तीरा मनुचारी जाओ विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज सचारी स्तोत्र सच कुंसला भक्ति विदान गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज सचारी स्तोत्र सच कुंसला भक्ति सिद्धांत सत्य ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान बीबीटी फाउंडाचार्य ज्वाइन करे शिला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की नामाचार्य शिवदत्त ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की श्री श्री यमुनामयी गंगमयी की श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की श्री श्री सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री संकीर्तन यज्ञ की अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड बाय स्प्रेडिंग सनातन धर्म ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद इस्कान अलचुआ की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल भोटे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल भोटे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा August is divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanatim Randhasya Jnananjana Sharagya Chakshurunamiditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं साहगणा रघुनाथम्बितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादान् साहगना ललिता श्री विशाखावितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषवानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि दी वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चेतन प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sarvatri Shrimati Bhakti. Swami Iti Namane Nusya Satyudeva Gaurvani Vichara Vishnu. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Hare
Hare! Srila Prabhupada ki! श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री गौ निताय पंचतत्व की थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड एवरीवन इज वेलकम हियर इन अलचुआ सो भाई जी मसीह ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद आई एम टेकिंग दिस वर्स 66 फेमस वर्स ऑफ चैप्टर 18 Devotees, brothers and mothers, if we can understand this verse and the way Srila Prabhupada has explained, then we can make some spiritual advancement. Or we can be fully advanced on this path of devotion. So, this is a famous verse, everybody knows this. So, please repeat after me. सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्ये मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षिष्यामि माश्रित सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्ये मामेतं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षिष्यामि मा शुच ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट अबैंडन ऑल वैरायटीज ऑफ रिलीजन एंड जस्ट सरेंडर अन टू मी I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge, processes of religion, knowledge of the Supreme Brahma, knowledge of the Super Soul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. But the Lord personally promises to protect him. Devotees, brothers and mothers, the reason we are suffering here, different in this, we are all suffering due to our sinful actions. Every action has equal and opposite reaction. Due to our, when we have this material body, we are our conditioned state. We act on the mental plane. I think like this, I think like that, perhaps maybe. And action on the mental plane are the bondage, problems and difficulties. So, Lord, summarizing the Bhagavad Gita in this verse, is saying this now, come to my shelter. Actually, this is very most confirmation knowledge through Arjuna Lord is giving to all of us, then by Prabhupada's mercy. We are trying to understand this. Coming to the shelter of Krishna, surrender unto his lotus feet. Prabhupada has explained about surrender. A little newly born baby is totally dependent upon his mother. Newly born baby cannot do anything. So, mother is always thinking of her baby. So we have to become like that baby, totally dependent upon Krishna. But due to our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, where passion and ignorance is very prevalent here, we become contaminated, we become conditioned. And we act on mental plane and in the result we suffer. So, Lord Sri Krishna out of his causeless mercy is very kind to the fallen souls. That's why he comes himself, he came. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his elder brother Nityananda, Advaita Charya Gadadhar Shiva Thakur, then send his pure devotees. Recently, Srila Prabhupada was sent by the Lord and he explained the basic literature as it is, and which was very, very scientific, and sincere souls around the world, they understood and followed this. Naturally, this preaching needs to be done more and more. Everybody can become a preacher. Preaching is not difficult. There is one little girl, Saraswati. Prabhupada speaking in one lecture that Saraswati used to preach. If she meet anybody, she will stop him, little girl. She would say, you know who is Krishna? I don't know. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Little girl is preaching. Prabhupada was very pleased. So, preaching is very, very dear to Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna likes that we should all understand him because we all belong to him. We are not from this material world. We are not this body. We are here temporarily. While we are here, our first and foremost business is to come to the shelter of Sri Krishna. Krishna's shelter is so beautiful, so wonderful that the person changes, you know. In the past, so many sinful people became pure devotees. So many like Ajamil, like Mrigarari, they became pure devotees by the mercy of devotees of Krishna, by the mercy of Naraji. So, people need the awareness and devotees should try. Lord Chaitanya is so anxious. He mentioned this that Amar Agya Guru Hoya Taro Aidesh. In your country, wherever you are, you become a spiritual master. Somebody say, how I can become? I don't know anything. Lord Chaitanya used to say, and Prabhupada used to explain this. Lord is saying, Jare Dekha Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Just repeat what Krishna has said. Krishna said, come to my shelter, and we say, please surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada, you say that don't give your upadesh. Just repeat what Krishna said. Because we have this problem, we are conditioned soul, we like to interpret and we like to give, I think like this, I think like that, that's not good. So, anyone can be preacher, anyone can be guru. If you are not initiating guru to become the shiksha guru, give shiksha. And this will be very pleasing to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, Krishna in the role of his own devotee is preaching himself. He is traveling all over the world. Kego tumi kangal veshe, deshe videshe ghure bedao. Lord has taken sannyas, kangal, sannyas, and is going different places and telling people about Krishna. He is Krishna himself, because without coming to the shelter of Krishna, jivas, souls cannot be happy. They will suffer, they will commit sinful activities. Sinful action has bad reaction. By a person is a sinful person, he cannot expect a good reaction from his sinful action. If actions are sinful and reaction is also bad, not good. So Lord Chaitanya is worried for everyone. He is telling everyone, and this movement belongs to Lord Chaitanya. 500 years back he predicted this. Prithi vityatra yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hovamurunam. In all the town and villages of the world, my name will be preached. 500 years before Lord mentioned, now it's happening. So, we should all become instrumental in this preaching. And anyone can be instrumental. There's no difficulty. And if everybody will become instrumental and try to preach, certainly there will be effect on others. People need this actually Krishna consciousness. Without Krishna consciousness, people are suffering. They don't know what to do, what not to do. They don't know what is right for them, what is wrong for them, because their consciousness is polluted. And if a person comes to the shelter of Krishna and someone becomes instrumental in that, then he will, you know, his life will be changed and he will be a better person. So, everybody, we all have contacts, we all have friends. Somebody may not listen, but we should do our business. We should try. Try to preach, try to tell people, come to the shelter of Krishna. Surrender unto his lotus feet. And if one understands little, and if his consciousness even little change, then he will see some difference. And as long as one is not Krishna conscious, then he will go on committing sinful activities. He won't act properly. Only a Krishna conscious person, one who is a devotee, his intelligence will become clean. He will act on the soul platform. And he will be a better person. So preaching is very much needed. We can distribute Prabhupada's books. We can tell people about Krishna. And if we preach, I will be pleased, Krishna will be pleased, and person to whom I have become instrumental to preach, he will be pleased. So, Krishna is saying he should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. Our suffering is due to our past sinful actions. And Krishna is all pure. Because of our sinful actions, we have become impure. Simple by surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna is saying that that surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. For the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the 8th chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically free. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitantly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. So, in the 8th chapter it is mentioned, unless one is free from the reaction of sinful action, he cannot surrender. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, even if one is not free from the reaction of sinful action, simply by surrender to Krishna, he will be free from that sinful reaction. Because Krishna is promising here himself. So, surrender his devotees is very, very important. We should think only that if there is a lack of surrender, we should think how I can fully surrender, how I can be fully dependent upon Krishna, how I can only think of Krishna all the time. Like Srila Prabhupada was totally surrendered to Krishna. I have seen him personally, he gave me the opportunity to be with him twice in 75 and 77. All the time thinking of Krishna 24 hours. When someone is thinking of Krishna all the time, the good vibrations come from him. Very soothing vibration used to come from Srila Prabhupada. Because he is always with Krishna. There is one song, Tumara Hirde Sada Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kohine Mora Vaishnava Pran, Aivar Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai, Patita Pavan Tuma Bina Keho Nahi. Gangara Parish Haile Paschate Pavan, Darshane Pavitra Karo E Tumar Guna. Pure devotees, simply by having their audience, their darshan, one becomes purified. Because of very good vibrations are coming from them. One pastime with Srila Prabhupada, in 1974, it was in Bombay, about the good vibrations. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the rooftop and giving his darshan, and I picked up the peacock feather fan and started fanning him. And it was so nice, so beautiful. I was feeling wonderful. Time passed and now evening aarti time came and the temple commander came. And temple commander said that, Prabhupada, now this visitor should come to the aarti. Prabhupada said, yes. I started thinking, no, I also have to go, but I was enjoying so much in that session of Srila Prabhupada. So temple founder wanted to make sure that I have to leave that place. He stood at the door and made sure everybody is gone down. So I didn't look at him. I kept on fanning Srila Prabhupada. He said, hey, you also, chalo chalo, you have to go. When he said, chalo chalo, so he was up and I was down. Oh, no, I have to leave now. Prabhupada is so nice. Prabhupada is so great. He immediately interrupted. And so he can stay here. Then he said he can stay here. That temple commander was down, I was up, you know. I was very happy. So, temple commander was a little rascal. He's no more at the moment. So he didn't want me to be with Prabhupada. So now me and Prabhupada, nobody else. One box of sweets, one of our guard brothers brought, Professor bring that box. He picked up one very big laddu. He tasted. He's good. I don't remember whether the same laddu or another laddu he picked up and gave to me also. I hold in my hand. I should not eat in front of my spiritual master. He said, I'm not eating. He said, eat. Khao, khao, tumbi khao. Why are you not eating? Eat, eat. It was so nice. He understood that this boy wants to be in my association. And he gave the opportunity. And pure devotees know the heart of everyone, you know. They are trikalagya. They know past, present and future. Prabhupada was very, very unique personality. Such a great soul is very rare. In 77 Mayapur, he was not feeling well. When I came, I paid my obeisances. I asked him in Bengali, Prabhupada Kemanachan, how are you? The way he replied touched the heart. Bharmani, I am not feeling good. Then he disclosed this. See, he left in November 77. It was March 77. And he said, no, I am not going to stay very long in this world. Very clearly he said. But I was thinking, Prabhupada is not going to leave us so quickly. He said, I am not going to stay very long. As long as I am here, you stay with me. He said this, but I never thought that so quickly Prabhupada will leave. So wonderful vibrations comes from the wonderful devotees, and by the mercy of these wonderful devotees, we also have to become wonderful. We also have to become Krishna conscious. That is the only solution to our day-to-day life, and especially birth, death, old age and disease. These are the real problems. Lord Sri Krishna is saying in chapter 13, verse 9, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Birth, death, old age, disease, problem, one should see them. Why? Lord is saying this. So that we can get rid of them. And we can only get rid of them by coming to the shelter of Krishna by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. We must not forget this, that this can happen only by the mercy of devotees. Not that we can go to Krishna directly. No, it's not possible. One has to go via media. And Krishna is also saying, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti iti jnanam jnani nastatva darshan. Go to the spiritual master. Surrender unto him, serve him. And a self-realized soul can impart knowledge to unto you because he has seen the truth. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have to surrender. So, 8th chapter, it is mentioned that one who has become free from all sinful reaction can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus one can Thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. Surrendering is so powerful. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitantly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities with faith and love, and one should surrender unto him. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. So, one can only be purified by devotional service, by bhakti, by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna. So, we have, you know, generally we are family members, we have children, we have family. So here it is mentioned, if one is doing some, you know, work, his work ultimately lead to the devotional service of the Lord. One should not act in such a way that he won't become the devotee of Krishna. One should become the devotee of Krishna, come to the shelter of Krishna. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but by executing his duty, one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness. All his activities are in vain, useless. Devotees, actually we are not supposed to do anything here in this material world. Why? Because we do not belong to this material world. So we are here, we have to do something. The idle brain is a double workshop. If we won't do anything, then we run the trains in the sky. So what we have to do? We have to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Our actions should be centered around Krishna. Krishna should be the center of our all actions. Even householders, they can put Krishna in the center. Brahmacharis, sannyasis, everybody. Ashram, there are four ashrams. Brahmachari, grastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Ashram means we take shelter of that ashram and become devotee. Grihasthis, many grihasthas were pure devotees. Many brahmacharis were pure devotees. Then vanaprastha, sannyas. So in whichever ashram we are, we should become the devotee. Ultimately we come to the shelter of Krishna. Ultimately we surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And if we are doing some work and that work is distracting me from Krishna, that is not good work. Work me. Generally we are not supposed to do anything because as Prahlad Maharaj just mentioned in the Bhagavatam, other than cultivating Krishna consciousness, other than working devotee, by becoming a devotee of Krishna, shram eva hi kevalam is a useless labor. What we are doing is waste of time. Because we won't get anything out of that. In the material world, if you are working very hard and doing so many things, or suppose one man has become a very rich man, And he has so many degrees and big house and limousine and bank balance, big family. But what is the end? End is with one stroke of death. Everything is finished. So, we have to do something, so we should do in connection with Krishna. Doesn't matter what one is doing, if he is connected with Krishna, that is fine. And he, by the end of his life, he becomes a devotee, that's fine. But if you won't become the devotee, then life is useless. Then it's a very big loss. That loss cannot be covered by any amount of any other thing else. So, but if by executing his duty, one does not come to this point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain, useless. So, anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. This we should remember, that I should not do any action which distract me from becoming Krishna conscious. One should be confident that in all circumstances Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. It is true. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Generally, in a year, worried for our belly, how I'm going to fill my belly. Prabhupada says that elephants in the jungle, they eat so much. In the African jungle, so many elephants. No elephants stay starve, you know. And he eats 1-2 quintal a day. He has very big belly. So, there is one little story. One, a great soul was born, as he grew up, he left his home and went to the forest. And stayed in the forest for 12 years. After 12 years, he thought, come out of the forest and go back some arm. He went to one house, when a young lady came, and he didn't know the difference between a man and a woman. A young girl came, and she gave him something. Then he thought, this some person is a sick person. He has some, you know, problem. He asked this young girl, what is this on your breast? She felt shy and left. Told her mother, see, this sadhu bhat is saying to me. She came and said, what are you asking my daughter? He repeated the same thing. Then the elderly lady immediately concluded, he doesn't know the difference between man and woman. Then very nicely she explained him. He said, you know, she is my daughter. We will get her married. And course of time she will give a birth to a child, and Lord has made this arrangement for that baby is going to take the birth. So this saint from childhood went to the forest, started thinking, you know, the baby hasn't taken birth yet, and Lord has made the arrangement before his birth, everything. He gave that arm back and went to the forest. I said, what, I have come here. So, Lord takes care of everything. Newly born baby doesn't know anything, but she can suck the breast. She can suck the milk. Other thing, she cannot do anything. Who taught this baby? Lord. So, we have to try to become that like baby, little baby, totally dependent upon the mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhan Pran. Krishna is our mother, father, is the treasure of our life, is everything for us. So this is what Krishna wants, because in a conditioned state, I don't know what is right and what is wrong, I don't know what to do, what not to do, but Krishna knows what is right and what is wrong. वो पर्चा है हमारा जो बांटे सो समथिंग आई फाउंड इन वन बुक आई फील दैट एवरीबडी शुड मेडिटेट ऑन दिस आई एम गोइंग टू रीड दिस एंड देन चेंज द विजन टाइटल इंप्लीमेंटिंग दीज फोर प्रिंसिपल्स विल हेल्प overcome the offenses of sadhu ninda, offending saintly persons. Cultivate the finding good nature. No devotee is absolutely bad. Everyone has some good qualities. So try to see the good in the everyone. Develop the mood of sincerely appreciating the value of others. Thus will act as a powerful antidote against fault finding. No one is an eternal rogue. Before passing judgment on others, one should always remember that every saint has a past. Valmiki, Mrigarari, they were both sinful. And every sinner has a future, Agamel, Jagai and Madai. Even a first class rogue is a potential saint of the future. Place a sinner in the company of saints and his bad nature will change in a moment. Lord Jesus said, hear the sin, not the sinner. Devotees, something very important. Even a first class rogue is a potential saint of the future. Place a sinner in the company of saints and his bad nature will change. So what Srila Prabhupada has given us, Prabhupada said that I have founded this society so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other. We have to help each other. If I have some faults, faults are compared with the back. I cannot see my back, but you can see my back and tell there is a lot of filth on your back. You know, your back needs to be clean. So, Prabhupada has given us association. Devotees open up the centers all over the world so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other. And Prabhupada is referring to Jesus. That hate the sin, not the sinner. But we start hating the sinner. Different degrees, we are all sinners. Try to see Krishna everywhere. The ultimate door behind all actions is Krishna. The cause of all causes. Krishna is within everything and everyone. And everything is within him. Try to feel Krishna's presence everywhere and see his divine hand in all events. Change the attitude. Turn the mind from bad to good, negative to positive, and suddenly you will find heaven on the earth. What is the use of reading Shastra and chanting Hare Krishna if one keeps an evil eye and a foul tongue? Why do you maintain a vision of enemies and speak badly of others? Always remember that the environment around us is positive. and favorable. It is helping us. Sri Krishna personally arranges it for our improvement and spiritual elevation. Everyone and everything in the environment is friendly, moving us towards our goal, surrendering to Krishna. Our goal is to surrendering to Krishna, taking full shelter only in Him and loving Him without reservations. Learn to see all with love and you will see love everywhere. So, I found this very helpful, very useful. And anybody likes to have this paper is welcome. So, are you home? What is the time? 6 o'clock. After what time is the class? 6 o'clock?
No, I think right now I think questions.
Okay. I will read quickly and then we come to question and answers. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes free from all contamination of material nature. This is the need. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simply surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be free from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. Our Radha Samsung is very beautiful, just like in Vrindavan. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna Himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosopher, mystics and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. Particular words used here, ma sucha, do not fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religions, forms and simply surrender unto Krishna, but such worries is useless. So, Srila Prabhupada is stressing upon surrendering, and one who surrender and think of Krishna all the time, he is the best of all the transcendentalists. So we cannot become, try to them. Try to think of Krishna all the time and do everything for his pleasure, then our life is going to be successful. And tell others, this is a need of the time, because people around the world, deprived of Krishna consciousness, they are not happy. They are trying to become happy in material way, but they are suffering. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the wonderful class. So, is the definition of religion and the purpose to surrender to Krishna? So, isn't Krishna in the verse saying, abandon all varieties of religion and just do religion? Because the purpose of religion is to surrender to Krishna, and the definition of religion is to surrender to Krishna. So isn't he kind of contradicting himself? What is the difference between religion and surrendering to Krishna?
Religion, the laws of God, Krishna has given us the laws, we have to follow them. By following the laws of God, we will come close to him. Right now we are acting on our mental plane, I think like this, think like that. That's not good. But when we follow the religion, the law given by Krishna, then we come close to Krishna. Then we surrender to Krishna.
Maharaj, could I have the paper you wrote from?
Eh?
Could I have the piece of paper you wrote from?
This one.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Any other question, please? Any Mataji? Any Pitaji? Prabhupada was so humble. In one lecture I was hearing him. He was calling the devotee, you are my mother and father, you know. So wonderful. Srila Prabhupada was emblem of humility because of purity. Such a great soul is very dear. Okay, no other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Does surrender mean to follow strictly? What exactly does surrender mean?
As I gave an example, like little newly born baby is dependent upon her mother. She cannot do anything herself. You understand? We have to become like newly born baby, totally dependent upon Krishna. Then like when baby is totally dependent upon the mother, mother always thinking of her baby. We have to become like that. Dependent upon Krishna, elevate ourselves from the mental plane. I think like that, I think like this, no. But I come to the shelter of Krishna, like Prabhupada, on what basis he came to US, very difficult place. He came to New York and totally surrendered, dependent upon Krishna. He started this movement from the park, chanting there Hare Krishna, and he changed the hippie into happy. This was surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada is the emblem of surrender, see, totally dependent upon Krishna. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Welcome. Any other question, please? No? So please repeat, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare! Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Bol! You have a question?
His Holiness, Narendra Swami Maharaj ki, I just have a quick announcement. He has some pen drives available in Punjabi, Hindi, English, where there are lectures, discourses, Keep us